All right, let's go to Jane Reckenwald as she represents Montana. Come on, Jane. Hi, Jane. How you doing?
Fine.
Oh, there's going to be
Carrie.
And Carrie, thank you. All right.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. And if you want to look in the screen behind you, it's much bigger than the one on the floor here. You can do that. We'll start with this first box.
Okay. All right. Well, you've heard a lot about the ES&S machines, which is what we have in Montana. And so we won't go through all that, but we've had the same problems that everybody else is finding. But we have lots of evidence, actually, from the Montana Secretary of State that we need to get rid of the machines.
Say that last line again?
Yes. We've had, actually, some help from the Montana Secretary of State that we need to... Well, just a second. Hold on. Hold on for the rest of it.
I thought that sounded too good to be true. We wouldn't have heard about that already.
Yep. In the election handbook from 2020, there's a section called Handling Voting Machine Error During Count. So... if the machines are making errors during the count, why don't we just get rid of them? But she didn't come to that conclusion. But at any rate, that's in the election judge handbook. And the state election director stated on November 3rd, 2020, about the ES&S machines, it's an area of a system that we don't have access to that we can't verify. So we have two people in the Secretary of State's office that say you can't count on the machines.
And we do have 10 counties in Montana that hand count. So our biggest question is, why can't all 56 counties hand count? Mm.
Wow.
Right.
Well, that's interesting. What led those counties to hand count, and how long have they been doing that?
They just chose to.
And they've been doing how long? Any idea?
They never did have machine count.
They never did. Wow.
Yeah. And we have a very interesting story about ES&S. We had a machine test, and our citizens were out there watching, and one of the citizens noticed there were broken seals, and you guys have heard about that already today.
Right.
And so they were looking into it, and they're like, what's going on here? Well, the clerk first, she said, well, somebody must have rubbed up against the seals, and then it was when we opened the lid, the little shocks on the side must have rubbed up against the seals, and they said, no, look, you can see a hex head screw punctured the seal, a screwdriver. Somebody opened this. And she said, oh, I don't know. Well, then suddenly she found some information that an ES&S tech must have come to town and adjusted our machines for altitude.
Oh, wow.
Otherwise,
your machines might get altitude sickness?
Yeah, evidently.
Wow.
Yeah. We have a lot of mountains in Montana, but we don't usually adjust the machines when we drive over them.
That's a new one.
Yeah. We thought you might enjoy that.
Yeah.
The other interesting thing was that the ES&S machine showed us the election results in Montana, and the Secretary of State, in her first run for public office ever, had more votes than anybody else in the state, including President Trump. And I'll tell you, the people that have been driving trucks around Montana with Trump stickers on them are quite surprised when we go to their county and say, you know, you really didn't care about Trump, but you did care about the Secretary of State, whom they've never heard of. And those, the losing votes, Montana was a red state, so the highest number of votes on the losing side was a vote to defeat the gun bill. More people voted against the guns than for any Democrat candidate. And I think even in Montana, Democrats like guns.
Yeah, I mean, we do have the highest gun ownership per household in Montana, so.
Good for you guys.
Yeah. So kind of odd.
But the gun bill almost lost. Mm. So the first slide up there is Mark Zuckerberg. Montana is the number one Trump state per capita for CTCL funds, 43% more per capita than Kentucky, which was number two. And contrary to Montana Code Annotated 13-1-302, which says that counties pay all the costs of elections. County clerks and county commissioners accepted these illegal funds. We're working hard to let people
know. So
they
broke state law?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But actually, the administration says, but it's okay for a far-left Democratic organization to give money to the counties because the county then writes the check. But we citizens aren't buying that. The counties, essentially says the people that vote pay for elections, not somebody from the outside. We in Missoula knew that the elections have been problems for a long time, so we decided before the 2020 election that we wanted to count the signature envelopes, and we were ready the day after the election, but we had to wait until January, and we counted 4,592 votes that did not have a signature envelope. And we met with the Secretary of State to describe that to her in April 6th, and we still haven't heard back.
Of 2021. We're still waiting here.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
And the Republican Party claims there's no fraud. They counted supposedly the same envelopes 15 months later, but we had 31 boxes, and they counted 33 boxes with two different colored stripes in the envelopes. And one of the counters said, asked the elections person, well, why is there a difference? And he said, well, we ran out of envelopes, and so we had to use them from another election. Oh, but I said to the guy, like, 4,592? Who knows?
Wow.
Yeah, so our next slides, we're going to, this kind of encompasses it, but we actually have breaking news that
really?
We're breaking here on Frank's
really?
Speech at the Moment of Truth Summit.
Wow.
Yes, the Montana Election Integrity Project just dropped their canvas results.
And what did it say?
The highlights. So we have just over 600,000 votes in our state. And it appears that there are over 120,000 invalid votes.
Really?
Yes. Yes. So some examples, we have over 56,000 stolen votes. We have over 30,000 lost votes. We have almost 7,000 votes from non-residential addresses like empty fields. We also have 196,000 over that invalid voter registrations from the people who voted. 196,000. We found more than 200 birthdays and registration dates that are impossible. Like, we have people registered in the 1800s. We have 119-year-olds voting.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Healthy state, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Very healthy. Mountain air. So if you want the full...
But the machines get sick.
They do, the altitude sickness. Yeah. It's rough.
It's tough.
Yeah, it is. Montana's a hard state. So for the full canvas report, you can go to mtelectionintegrityproject.org/canvas. And you can see our whole canvas report there.
Wow, thank you.
Breaking news.
So,
yeah.
So just in summary,
yes.
It appears that Montana was targeted in the 2020 election. We've got the illegal massive Zuckerberg funds. We've got election results that aren't credible. Marijuana passed, but came within 2,500 votes of beating Trump, and the state almost defeated the gun bill. And there's a narrowing margin of Republican-Democrat votes. Biden got more votes than Obama and Hillary, according to the ES&S machines. And the canvas results prove that the election shouldn't have been certified. So it looks like that Montana's being set up to flip blue.
Yes, and because, again, your state is known to be so conservative, most people wouldn't think about voter fraud in your state, but they just about legalized marijuana, and they just about outlawed guns. Yep.
They did legalize marijuana.
They did legalize the marijuana?
Yep. It came within 2,500
And so
votes.
Watch how many people get activated once they outlaw guns. Once they get outlawed guns, mm-hmm. then they'll say, hey, wait a minute, there's got to be voter fraud.
Yeah.
But that'll be a little late, right?
Too late.
Well, we're pointing it out. We're traveling all over the state showing the counties their results and pointing out that they really didn't like guns.
Yeah.
They're not happy.
Great report.
Yeah, thanks for having us
thank
on
you.
And letting us
thank
break
you.
Our news here.
Yeah, thank you for breaking it here. Great report from Montana.